Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of Hashtag Saints for the podcast. I apologize about my voice. Might be a little hoarse with everything that's happened this weekend. So Ryan and I are going to recap the game today in London. The Saints dropping a heartbreaker to the Vikings to fall 1-3. I believe it was 22-25, if I remember correctly. It's at the game. We won't break it all down. We'll talk about it in depth. But before I do any of that, I want to tremendously give a heartfelt shout out to everyone that I've interacted with in London. Special shout out to Daniel, to Michael, to Eric, to David, to Jake, Alex, Ben. I know I'm going to, forget into quite a bit of people. But being in London these last couple of days truly, truly felt like family. While I was here, going to pubs, people telling that they love the pod, they love Ryan's catchphrases, they love hearing my laugh, and it's been an unreal, surreal experience to get to experience all of this, to go to the game. I don't know, man. It's left me a little speechless at times. But I'm so thankful and so gracious for everyone's support, because Ryan and myself, we wouldn't and couldn't be here without the support of everyone who listens to us and who supports us. And we've said it for the longest time now, like, this is about our pod. More than anything else, our pod is about creating this community, this family of Saints fans that have this incredible camaraderie. And I saw it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand in London since the time I got here. We have at 33 plus people coming to the Raiders VIP party. That number might drop if the Saints continue to lose. But it's been absolutely crazy. And I said it today, I tweeted it, but in a weirdest way, this is like the best Saints loss I've ever been at. Being able to be at that beautiful stadium, the most beautiful stadium I've ever been in. Wow. Just seeing, the ups and the downs of the game, like the ups when the Saints took the lead or whatever, and we thought maybe we had it, and just everyone, like, nothing, like, that moment, those moments are like signed, sealed, delivered. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Saints still haven't won a game since 2016 with me visiting seeing it in person. Fucking incredible streak that is. But I wanted to say that off the top. Because it's important for I wanted everyone, our UK listeners, we appreciate it. And people were asking, like, where's Ryan? Like, they wanted you here. Like, you. Like, me and you. Here. In London.
Crazy.
Absolutely wild.
No, man. It was FOMO as hell, bro. Just watching all the... seeing all the pictures and everything, man. I was like, damn, I wish I was there. I'm just happy you had a good time. I'm happy, you know, that we got a little community on the other side of the ocean, man. Anytime I do get over there, I know who I can hit up, you know, who I can holler at. So, man, that's just dope, man. Just as an experience, you know, throw the game away. Who cares?
Yeah.
That shit right there, that's what counts.
Yes. We're going to get to the game because we have to get to the game because there's a lot to talk about.
Ooh,
about the game, but that's been, as someone who, let me give you a prime example. We were walking back to the room, almost back to the room. We cross paths with this guy. He sees my same sort of podcast shirt, stops me, says that he knows you, meaning he knows Ryan, listens to the show. He's a big fan. Shouted hashtag no music, no intro. Dapped me up, gave me some loves. You know, just
yeah.
It's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Absolutely. Just in Europe, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he was like from the States, but still,
yeah,
like,
but still, it's like, yeah, just like,
wow, absolutely wow. But let's. We got to talk about the game. The funny and sad thing about the game was that as soon as Will Lutz hit that first field goal, both me and David, that's you know, David Ty from Welsh, great guy, we're like, oh, we know how this is going to end.
Oh, yeah.
Either the Vikings are going to come back down the field and they're going to score, or they're going to score and we're going to get the ball back, and then either they're not going to convert on fourth down or Will Lutz is going to have another opportunity to kick a field goal. We didn't think it was going to be another fucking long-ass field goal, and he's going to miss it. And we just knew the ending, bro. Like, I was just...
Know this team.
Just know him, man. We all know him. We all know him. I'll ask you this, because both David and shout out to my dude Daniel said that they left this game feeling better about the team than any other week thus far that they played.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that assessment?
No, I tweeted the same thing with something similar. I don't know about the team, but I feel a little better about the offense. Which is important, because that's been one of the major problems,
yes,
with the team up until this point. You know, big picture, I don't feel great about this team at all.
Oh, boy. Well, nah, bro.
Like, big picture, though, no. I don't feel great at all.
We were on the tube, the subway, and I heard David talking about, like, you know, just trying to get to, like, 4-3. And I was just sitting down like, nah, man. This team, and I tweeted it in the first quarter, and they made it a game, and they tried, and they did enough to win this game. Let's be clear about that. But I just tweeted, like, this is just not a good team. They're not a good team. They had four penalties in the first quarter, and that's we talked about before, man. That's coaching. That is coaching.
Yes, so, the refs were ass. Yes,
yeah, they were ass, but
horrible calls by the refs. Like,
yes, in the fourth quarter. I'm speaking to just like the first quarter, like, yeah, just the little fucking penalties.
Self-imposed.
Yeah, self-inflicted, man. But yes, we'll get to the fucking awful penalties in the fucking fourth quarter. Don't get me started on that. But what were your takeaways from the game? Thoughts on Dalton starting? Just in general.
Well, let me read this Lance Moore tweet, because I think he just summed it up perfectly. I mean, this is Lance Moore. This is a dude, you know what I'm saying, like, who has been with the team during the highs and the lows. He said, "Today we aren't a very good team. That's a fact. Doesn't mean we won't get better, but the record speaks for itself. We're slow starters, play undisciplined, don't protect the football, and been getting out-coached. All bad. Sorry, I'm not into moral victories." That's just facts, bro. Like, out-coached, bro. Out-coached, undisciplined. It's just like, you could just see the heat coming from Lance Moore. He's a player, you know, just a former player.
Just like the nicest dude, too.
And that's somebody who knows the team as, like, how it should operate. And he's just like, this is just gross. Like, just like, this is what I helped build. You know what I'm saying? This is just gross. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel. Like, damn, like, man, you got all this talent. You know, maybe it's not as talented as we thought, but, you know, it's still a lot of talent. And, man, it's just looking like a goofy roster, bro. Like a bunch of goofballs out there sometimes, bro. It's like, what is going on? You got Deontay fumbling the ball.
Man, tell me why I tweeted this man. I said he was quiet quitting. No later than, I don't know, bro, like 10, 15 minutes later, man, this man went to the office and just slammed down his resignation, bro. He said, "I'm not hired anymore, bro. I'm not this bitch." Just
laugh quick. Like, it's like, how these, oh my God, I mean.
I hear the annoyance in your voice, man. I hear it, man.
It's just so annoying, bro. Like, they just can't put together just some clean football, man. But, you know, on the positive side, you know, immediately, even though like, the first offensive drive got screwed up by penalties, immediately I saw, okay, Dalton's getting that ball out. It's boom, three-step drop, boom, ball out.
The only play where that didn't happen, or the biggest play that didn't happen, is he pulled exactly the same shit that James pulled, and that he held it. And then it led to him having a fucking fumble, which...
Right.
Yes.
And I don't know why he held it. I would have to go back and see what happened as far as the coverage and stuff like that, but... But yeah, like that, and you saw when he did that, it helped the offensive line out. The running game was okay. Then Murray started getting the ball. He was running really well. He was just hitting the holes. Like, I don't know. We were trying to figure that out on the Zoom. Just like, what's the difference? Because it looked like the holes were just opening up for Murray. I just think he just hits the holes quick. Like, just boom.
Yeah.
He's just one cut, boom, downhill.
Mark and gonna look like he running in sand and fucking concrete.
Mark running in sand, bro. It's just, but look, I thought for the most part, I thought the offense was looking okay. You know, they scored in the first half, which was like major. Like, they actually scored a touchdown, which hadn't happened in the first half this year yet. You know what I'm saying? So, what is that? Like, that's wild.
I think either David or Eric told me that when they scored that touchdown to go up, the 22-19 or whatever, that was like the first lead that they've had in the game. Like, that Falcons game, like, they had a lead for like a minute, right? Or not even. But like, this was like the first time they had a lead in a game for like a decent period of time, which kind of tells you the entire story of the season.
Exactly. But, you know, the thing with Dalton is it just goes to show where we at as far as quarterbacks. Because even with Dalton, you lose something that Jameis gives you. Just like with Jameis, you lose something that Dalton gives you. With Dalton, he is able to sustain the offense better. That's period. You saw Big Fish get involved more. You saw Juwan Johnson get involved more. You saw, you know, the running backs in the passing game get involved more. What a game to miss Kamara, man. I know he would have ate. But, you know, you missed the downfield passing because, you know, like, Dalton's never been a good downfield passer, man. You know, unless you got a big body to throw to like A.J. Green, You know, he's not the most accurate down the field passer. You know, he can get the ball down there, but it's just not his game. So that's one thing you're going to miss. So it's going to be a lot of, you know, multi-play drives. And the thing about multi-play drives, you get a lot of opportunity for error. So it's just like one of those things where if you're going to play like that, you have to play precise. You know, and right now it's just not a precision team, bro. That's one thing they aren't.
Like, they had a play in this game, bro. It was a little screen play that got called back for an eligible man down the field. You know what it was? It was 51.
Yeah.
And I literally yelled at the top of my lungs in Tottenham. I said, "How the fuck are you? Do you get an eligible man down the field on a fucking screen pass, Ryan? How
that's bad coaching, bro. That's like,
come on.
It's
inexcusable. And then it goes to, because here's my thing, right? As much shit that we've talked about Sean on this podcast, most times deservedly, he is showing why, one, it's so, like, when you have one of those top five, top three head coaches in the NFL, you do whatever you can to keep them. And then two, like, we thought that Doug Marrone would be kind of like the savior to the offensive line, come in, get it in together. Don't get me wrong, offensive line had their best game of the season. I don't know if that coincides with Andy Dalton got the ball out so quickly.
It does. That,
you know, I think it goes both ways, right? They held up better because he was getting the ball out. But I do think, for the most part, the offensive line had a decent game. But it's just, everyone wants to just, and I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to be the guy, Ryan. I don't want to be it. But, like, at this point, this team is 1-3. They don't got a first-round pick next year. It seems to me, you know that Jordan meme? Whereas, you know, they tweet, like, you know, when you lied on your job resume and you get the job, and then it's just Jordan at the office, like, just like at the desk, like, oh shit, like, what the fuck I'm gonna do, bro?
Don't know Excel,
bro. Whoops. I feel like that's DA right now, bro.
I know, right?
I just feel it. It just feels like I won't say all. But a good majority of the Saints' issues, I think, when you just break it down to just brass tacks, I just think a lot of it goes to coaching, man.
I agree.
I do want to talk about this, though. And you and I are not, we said it before on this podcast, we're not the type to just be like, oh, well, the refs screwed them out of the game. Watching that Vikings drive in person, where they got it, what, at least four penalties that led to, like, first downs on crucial third downs, and then it was the pass interference that wasn't pass interference on Marshawn, and then the legal, like, before that it was illegal hands to the face. Awful, bro. Awful, man. Awful.
That Tyran one, man, that hands to the face, just, I was speechless, man. Like, I was speechless. When they showed that replay, I was like, what? And then to give that one, that bang-bang play with Marshawn, bro, and didn't give him that much feel. Like, they that drive was given to them by the refs.
Yes.
Given.
Yes.
Because the defense 100%. Was doing their job, man.
They were, man. They were. They had, I think they had, what they had sacked Kirk Cousins, I believe. Like, oh, yeah, DeMario had the sack on Kirk Cousins and
getting after it.
And then it just didn't mean anything. That drive was given to the Vikings by the refs. 110%.
Yeah.
And when you're a team that aren't playing well, you're not executing well.
Right.
I don't wanna put the blame on the Saints for the refs fucking up, because it's not them, but you leave yourself as a team with so fucking little margin of error.
Exactly. So little margin. That's the key right there. So it's not like, Yes, you could argue that the refs caused the Saints this game, but you could just oppositely argue that the Saints caused the Saints this game with two turnovers and putting themselves into position where, they need a, a life changing, I mean, a game changing drive at the end of the game, So, yeah, it goes both ways. But I mean, look, man, like, I think we should kind of know what's going on with the refs at this point, bro. It's just gonna be like we gonna have you're gonna Saints are gonna have to face the refs and the opposing team every week. It's just how it is.
Yes.
I don't know how you fix that. You can't control it. Like DA can go on a tangent. They don't give a shit. Shit, that just mean the refs gonna go harder on you that next week. It's like the NFL doesn't care. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't care. So. It just sucks. It makes the game hard to watch and enjoy.
It does,
Like,
man.
that's what I don't like. It makes the game not enjoyable. That's a big reason, after the no call, why I just, detach myself, man. Because
Dispatch, bro. Just
like,
no.
how can I like link my emotions and all this stuff to, to a product like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I do that? I can't do that, man. No way. Not if I want to be a, a happy person. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. So yeah, like, it's tough. I felt it, I mean, it's tough. It was a tough loss, man. And to lose like that, because man, it's like Lutz had the leg, bro. Like the leg was there. If he had that ball an inch and a half to the right, it would have went through.
Yes.
Or it would have bounced
Yes.
through. Like he had the leg, man. That was just, oh, that would have been a great win. Like that would have been a great team win for like their, just the camaraderie and the morale and all that stuff. I really would have liked to see them win that game, because those type of games, can help bring a team together and, get on a roll and stuff like that. But, it's just now we're back to what we talked about on the last podcast, man. Might start hearing little murmurs coming out the locker room, people pissed, blaming each other. Defense could be blaming the offense, offense blaming special teams, players blaming coaches blaming players. Shit could get ugly, bro.
It can, and I think like they have to be careful and mindful of that. And I hate to say this, like I'm not optimistic that the ship's gonna turn, but you can lose how to word this. You can lose and still be kind of together as a team,
Oh, yeah.
or you can lose and it just everyone just can't stand one another. Defense, like you said, defense blaming offense and get bad real quick. But I do want to say this in the sense that if you add Michael Thomas to this game, you add AK, and I get it, they didn't play, they were injured, didn't play. But if you just want to look at a silver lining, adding them to this offense, if Jameis is still not able to play, and Andy Dalton, as he should, if Jameis isn't healthy, Andy Dalton's able to continue to play at least at this level that he played today, right? Like, yeah, there's going to be a couple of passes where you're like, ooh, but the intermediate balls out quick, that's where Michael Thomas shines. AK would have shined today, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Would have shined. And you think, okay, maybe we can, the offense may be a bit better with, the horses in it and kind of coming together. I want to say this though. We've shat on them for drafting Marcus Davenport. We shat on them for drafting Peyton Turner. We still want to shit on them for drafting Peyton Turner because he's fucking awful. They got it right with Chris Olave, bruh.
Boy, it's a dog.
Dog, bruh.
Dog. DOG. Players that give me that it's like a little tingle, man. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not to make it sexual, but it's like it's like a little tingle up the back when they make a play. It's like, woof, yes, you know. Chris Olave got that, bro.
He does, bro. Even that play he made, the play he made to even put them in range for the field goal, it's funny too because like if you go back to his draft profile. That's not the catch that he can't make. A contested,
Thank you for saying that, man. Exactly what I wanted to say. That's exactly what I wanted to say because that's not the play you look for Chris Olave. And for him to make that catch, and he had a shin to shin while catching it with forgot the safety name with the Vikings, the white dude.
Is it Harrison Smith?
Harrison Smith. Yeah, he had a shin to shin. And he got up afterwards, and you could tell his leg was in pain. But for him to make that catch, hold on to the ball, man, that was just a dull play. Because right before that, we on a Zoom, and we saying, like, man, can the Saints get down there in time, bro? We like, man, Dalton going to just dink and dunk to the sideline. Nah, man, Dalton took that thing, threw it up down the middle. Ooh. Chris Olave got that bitch. I was like, oh, man, the Saints might win this shit, man.
The worst thing was being there because it's so just the way Tottenham is set up, like you feel so close to the field, kind of wherever you are, like you just have a great fucking view, like literally the best stadium I've ever been in. But the play where he, like, Chris Olave just breaks open, he's just open, and Andy just doesn't see him, he sees him too late, and that's where he throws it, and then Chris Olave couldn't come down with the catch, or he couldn't get his feet down. He sees him a second, 2 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
That field goal is like a 40-yard field goal.
Yeah, no, that was a big play there, man.
Huge.
Because, and also, you know, we was talking about on the Zoom, that was his leg that he had just hurt. So it was like, you know, but yeah, you're right. Like, if you got it just a second earlier, that was a hell of a play, bro, man. Like, damn, like, man, that was a good pick, bro. Like, Chris Olave,
good ass pick,
like,
man.
That's a good pick, which partly makes the season a little more frustrating,
you know,
because, you know, that was a piece they desperately needed and they went and got.
He's he may not have the touchdown numbers, but like, he's playing like one of the better wide receivers in the NFL right now.
No question. I mean, I hate on pace stats, but he's like on pace for like 1,500 yards. You know what I'm saying? Not saying he's going to get that, but just the type of production he's putting in so far as a rookie, you know, that's just kind of crazy. So I hope he's, you know, stays healthy and just able to have like a great season, because I think it's just going to be one of those seasons where you're just trying to evaluate your talent, bro.
Yeah.
You know, see who's good, who's not.
I hate that some shit, bro. And here's the thing, bro. It don't matter if they. I mean, who do you really need to evaluate? That's the thing. Like, who do they need to evaluate, bro?
Right.
Like, I saw it in person. Pete Warner, good. Pete Warner, good. Real good. I want to say a statement on this podcast right now that people are going to say it's a hyperbole. I'm being a homer. Pete Warner, right now. Just in terms of like, I won't say in space, but like coverage wise, but in terms of like box linebacker, he's one of the best box linebackers in the league.
I don't think that's crazy at all, man.
Like, and every time he made a play, bro, like I just have a thing. I said, just Pete, bro, clock in, clock out. That's all he does.
Now they was picking on him a little bit early in the game.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, linebacker versus wide receiver is like, I don't know. It's like,
right. Can we talk about that? That's something else I want to talk about.
Oh, man, DA did some dumb shit in this game, too.
Oh, thank you for saying it, bro.
One where I don't know what the line, like, Cam was outside. I don't know what was going on, bro. Like,
I get it, right? You have Marcus May doesn't play. So maybe you feel you need to go more to a zone, but they were in zone so much, and it led, like, that was the Vikings passing game, because all the receivers were just eating it up, finding holes in the zone, and I just kept I kept, every time Kirk Cousins would move a receiver or a person in motion, and I knew it was zone, I would audibly yell, "Why are you in a fucking zone? Just keep 23-on-18 and live with the fucking results." Now, that worked for a large part of the game, and then
then Jefferson just beat Lattimore straight up, like
just straight up, man. And that's the thing about playing corner in the league, man. Like,
yeah.
Besides that play, he cooked him in the end zone, but then Kirk Cousins threw the ball behind him.
Right.
But you took all the other plays of the game where they were locked up, man. Marshawn played him great, but it's all it takes in the NFL, man. One fucking play, bro. And I was sitting there and I saw that ball and I was just watching it, just tracking it, bro. And I felt like two things. First, I felt like that cat meme with the video. It was like, doo 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 doo, like the anime, bro, just looking at the ball like, oh, fuck, here you go. Second thing it made me feel, took me right back to the fucking Saints 49ers game in 2014, I think it was, and like Kaepernick scrambles on fourth and super long. And like Michael Crabtree's just down there, and he just heaves that bitch up. And I was at that game, and I was just like, and just the same feeling, bro. Just that, like, oh, fuck, oh, God, oh, there it is. But yeah, I've said my piece. Can we talk about some of the DA, like, this, some of the decisions DA did defensively?
Let's take a minute and hear a word from our sponsor.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, I don't get it. Some of it is like, Okay, you're playing a lot of zone. They had a couple of times where they left the wide, like the middle of the field wide open. I don't know, man. And you know, another player I want to, man, like he had a pick in his game, like much needed play. We asked for a Honey Badger play and we got one. But man, he has a lot of dirty hands when it comes to leaky yardage, bro. Like he is. So many times he's the first person to make the tackle, and he doesn't make the tackle. You know,
Look, maybe in the first half, in the first quarter, I kind of really focused on it, and then he made the pick. But I was noticing in the first quarter, before that pick, he just looks slow. Just slow, man. Like it's just looks slow.
And look, man, like he's an older player, you know what I'm saying? So that could be where he's at right now. You know, this could be his retirement contract, you know what I'm saying? That's the chance you take when you sign players like that, you know. But hey, at least we had CeeDee Deuce. Oh, well, never mind.
Don't have him. Although it sounds like maybe his Eagle experience hasn't gone well, but like,
I wouldn't expect it to, you know.
right. But like, I don't know, man. It just if anyone like wants to ask, were to ask me, like, what has led to all of this? Like the Saints being 1-3, not having a first round pick, probably not gonna make the playoffs this season. It's two it's three things. Just three things to summarize it. It's hubris is a big one in terms of just thinking that you can just trade your trade secondary players or whatever. And it was just karma. Like a week after or so they traded CeeDee Deuce, everyone in the fucking secondary just started dropping. Like injury-wise, Marcus May with the gun, Alante Taylor had like one good game against the Bucks on IR. Like it's hubris, bro. Like you thought your secondary was so deep, and you thought you can get fuck. I don't know, man. So that's one. Two is this whole being so tied to this continuity. Like, oh, Sean Payton had already built the culture, so like just keep the guy in place to keep. How is that working out for you? How's it working out for him, bro? It's not. It's not. It's not. And I get it. Like we wanted to think like, you know, DA and Oakland was like most of ownership's fault, and probably it was. They were in a terrible cap situation. They had awful players, and they weren't a good team. But
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing with that. Like, even if you have a bad team, if you're a good head coach, you could see it. Like, you could see, damn, man, you know, that team, shitty talent, but man, you know, he did a good job coaching those guys up, you know.
right.
You could see, like, you know, maybe they win five games in that season, but man, every game they were right there, you know, fight. I don't, you know, I remember those Raiders, and them Raiders was getting beat. They was getting beat. I don't remember any quality about those teams that was like, damn, like, you know, they at least did this well or whatever. They were just bad, horrible teams. You know, they were always, you know, they always had a lot of penalties and stuff like that. So.
You know who you just described, like to me, who you just described when you're talking about like maybe wasn't a good team, but like you know, like hard team to play against, you know, kept it close what in every game. The Jim Caldwell Lions team before they fired him and went
Yeah,
to Matt Patricia.
exactly. That's a perfect one right there. Perfect one right there. Perfect one right there. Because they weren't good.
Nope.
Weren't very good. But, you know, there was a team that just.
I may be tripping, but did they not make the playoffs one season with Matt Stafford and Jim Cole? I want to say they did.
I don't think so. I don't think
Really?
so.
Okay. All right.
I don't
Still,
think. I don't.
my
It could
point still
have. I
stands.
could be tripping. Yeah.
My point still stands.
Yeah. So, maybe they overrated DA, man. But I listened to Mickey was on New Orleans football podcast, and you know, he just talked about, you know, DA being with them so long and stuff like that, and they feel like they knew him and all that. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know if that's just the best decision. It's a very comfortable,
yes,
conservative,
mm-hmm,
not willing to really, you know, take a chance type of decision. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Like, it, we'll see where it goes. But, you know, they haven't sold me on trusting. And, you know, players talk, bro. Like, if we're not trusting DA, imagine what the players feel. Mm-mm. You know?
Uh-oh.
And, you know, what's your thoughts on AK? Like, that was weird to me that he played last week. And then, you know, he was, what, limited in practice this week practice, and then got questionable. Yes. It's like, I don't know.
Didn't play.
I'm not saying there's anything behind it. It's just, what's going on with this injury situation? Like, I don't get it. I don't know
if he's practicing limited, but like DA's trying to like skew. Like, I don't know if they're trying to do funny things with the. I don't know, man. I have no clue.
Well, you lose it, bro. You questioned everything, man. We was on the Zoom questioning Matt Rhea. Questioning Matt Rhea's approach, we questioned everything, man. Were you losing, boy?
Oh, the
the health and science
guy. Yeah.
Like, it's just like nothing working, man. I don't know.
Can I say this? And I think if this were to happen, I would at least feel like they see what we see, and they're tired of the shit. Can they just cut Deontay Hardy tomorrow, bro?
I'd be fine with it.
Just cut him. Just cut him. I just don't know what he brings to you on the team, what justifies his roster spot at this point.
No, nothing. Nothing at this point. Now you're causing the team, you know?
Right.
So it's all bad, man. It's all bad, you know, but things got to change, bro. Things got to change. I don't know where that change needs to happen, you know, but like, DA ain't going nowhere.
So that's, here's, I guess the point I was, I kind of went on a tangent, but like the point I was making was, you know, you said like this maybe be a year where they, you know, evaluate the talent, who's good, who's not good, but like, we know the players that are good. Like, yeah. That's like, I think the question goes to, you know, Adebo is good, Marshawn is good, AK is good, Pete Warner is good, DeMario is good, Chris Olave is good. After that, Eric McCoy good, Ram good, but like at some point, evaluating the players who is good and not good only goes so far as who's coaching those players or who's coaching the team.
That's what I'm saying. When you do that, you know, what right. conclusion do you come to? It's like, damn, we got some good-ass players.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
We got some good old players. Why are we, you know, 6-8 or whatever, 6-9, whatever it's going to be? You know?
Maybe the Saints should be one of the teams trying to trade for Sean Payton next offseason.
Oh, my God. Somebody on the Zoom said that. I was like, man, can we just like pay Sean like $40 million a year to come back? This was some ridiculous number that we'd be like, okay, I'll come back, shit.
just like when Drew left, man. It's like, what are those quotes from The Wire? It's cold out there, right?
Just, cold out there.
just cold. I don't even, should I do this to myself? Hold on.
Oh, while you look for that, I just wanted to say, after me, I did post that pic of Davenport looking fat. You know, and we got some laughs at Davenport, but I thought he played a good game today.
Played a solid game, bro.
I thought he played a solid game, moved inside, got some pressure. But yeah, go ahead.
So I went to tankathon.com right now, bro, where updates the draft order after every week.
Uh-oh.
Guess what sense we picking right now, bro?
What we pick, bro?
Guess where we would be picking?
I say top two.
Third overall.
Dude, And here's the thing. Like, immediately we'll be like, well, they're not going to stay right there. But show me the evidence that we won't.
Oh.
Show me the evidence.
I don't see it.
You know, you can't do the whole historically under the Sean Payton, because Sean Payton gone. So this is a new regime. So there's no evidence that the Saints are going to bounce back. We could hope they are. And I think they will. I think. Even I don't know, bro. If they get their dogs back, if like Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara get back, maybe they keep Dalton there. I think they should win a couple more. I think. The thing is, bro, it's like you hope the defense will be elite. They're not going to be elite this year. They're solid defense. They're solid, good defense, but they're not a great defense. And offensively, you have to fill that gap. You have to be a really good defense and special teams. Like, that's a big thing, man. Like, special teams have not been good. Like, you got to fix all that, man. You got to become a whole better team. You got to play smarter. It's just a lot to fix. I don't even know where to start, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, even as far as, like, okay, get DA out of here, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, who do you bring in? Like, who's going to fix that? I don't know.
I guess that's a fair point in terms of if you move on from DA, who do you bring in?
Me personally, I would like an offensive.
Yes.
You know, head coach. I just think they see the game differently. Offensive head coaches, you know, it's not that they're smart or anything like that. It's just, you know, the nature of their position in offense. It's almost like you almost have to be a control freak.
Yes.
A very detailed person where defensively is more of a kind of attitude, reaction type of deal. So I just, you know, I think they should bring an offensive coach and somebody that, you know, that's a good, you know, that's a good team builder. But we're far away from that. Like, that's not happening this year. Maybe happening the year after next year, maybe. We'll see. So, I mean, they just got to find a way to give DA the tools to fix it, bro. I don't know what that is. I really
don't. Like, how do you give him the tools to fix it, man? He's supposed to have to be the carpenter, bro. He's supposed to have the tools.
You got to bring in a consultant or something, man. I don't know, man.
I know it's probably different. I know he's probably not this bad, but like I've gotten to like Nathaniel Hackett vibes from DA this season, bro.
Oh man.
Like it just feels bad. Man. It just feels bad. But said all that to say, like to me, a game like this makes me feel so blessed I disconnected, bro.
Ooh, thank God.
So blessed. Because I couldn't imagine being in person, seeing that double doink, and just leaving the stadium I couldn't.
No fucking way. No way. No, thank you. I mean, that game came and went, man. Drunk me some coffee. I went lay down, took me a nice-ass nap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just, you know, I'm good with it, bro. Only thing I'm kind of pissed about is, like, man, the Saints have a bad season. That's kind of sucks for our podcast. We're going to come up with some topics to talk about, bro.
There's going to be shit on these niggas every week.
We got to come up with some new topics during the week, man.
One thing. Oh, I had something I was gonna say, and it's escaped me. Oh, two things. One, the Seahawks game next week. We're gonna talk about it. I also realized today that I'm gonna actually miss that Seahawks game because I'm gonna be flying coming back to the U.S.
on that Sunday. Another week.
Yeah, man. We're going to Sweden after this.
Jesus.
Yeah. We leave to Sweden on Monday because her grandma and some aunt, she hasn't gone to see her family in Sweden for since pre-COVID, and she's very close to her grandma. So we're going to go to Sweden for a couple of days.
Okay.
Hit up Amsterdam for like half a day, and then fly out from Amsterdam, come over back to California. But that's next Sunday. So I'm going to miss the Seahawks game. Two things. One, we're going to do the hashtag Thanks for the Podcast, like our first big raffle of the season for the Seahawks game. Maybe as early as tomorrow, it'd be two tickets being raffled to the Seahawks game. So what we'll do is that, so this is just for people who are in the community. But if you win, if you're not in New Orleans, you have your choice if you want to, give them to a family, email them to a family member or something like that. But if you are in New Orleans and maybe if you already have season tickets to the games and you don't need the tickets, maybe you could give them to other members of your family so they could go to the game. So we're going to be flexible about it. But we are raffling two tickets to the Seahawks game very soon. Second thing, don't even know if the Saints can beat the Seahawks right now, bro.
Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Don't get good vibes about them being able to beat the Seahawks. But
I don't know. I think any team they play is questionable, yes. Man. I don't.
Complete fucking toss up, bro. Complete fucking toss up. But we appreciate y'all so much this trip. Especially the London has been amazing. London has become easily on my list of my favorite places to be. On my list of places that if I, when I retire, it's on my list of places I could see myself retiring in. London's amazing, man. Like, it's top notch.
Damn.
Paris is cool. Eiffel Tower was dope. Mona Lisa, amazing. I'm okay with Paris. Like, I'm okay with never going to Paris ever again. But London, this place, man, this place right here, amazing place, man. Amazing
world place. World-class city, bro.
It is, man. It is. Only thing that fucked us over is going from Paris to London. We have bought something in Paris at a duty-free store, at a designer store, because my uncle wanted to get something for his wife, so he sent me money to get him something. There's no duty-free in Paris. Because of fucking London did the whole Brexit thing.
Oh, shit.
We get off the train, bruh, get pulled over by, like, not pulled over, but called to the side by, like, people who check your passports, had to pay a duty tax fee on the designer purse that my uncle had gotten for his wife.
Damn.
£490. Which is like the equivalent of $550 American.
You had to pay $500 tax?
Yep.
Damn.
Just because it wasn't paid in Paris. It makes no fucking sense. Because literally...
That's some mafia shit right there,
bro. Because literally, if we would have went to Paris, gotten it, and flown back to the U.S., Nothing.
Damn.
But because we came to London and London did the whole Brexit thing and they're not part of the EU, taxes on... It was either that or the purse gets confiscated, bro.
That's fucking wild, bro. That's wild, so, man.
For that to be our first experience in London and it still has been able to, like, recover... On such a sour note to start off, tells you how fucking dope this city is. And again, a shout out to all of our UK Saints Twitter listeners, supporters. Y'all have been amazing. Everyone over here, truly amazing. We appreciate y'all. Please don't go ahead.
Shout out to everybody that came on the Saints Twitter stream this morning.
Yes.
We were deep, man. We were about 15, 20 deep, at certain points. I didn't think that many would come on, Mitch. It was like 3 a.m. for Mitch out in Hawaii. He was on that thing looking pissed. pissed off the whole time, man. He got off, man.
Bro, Mitch special impression.
Well, yeah, Joy, we had the stream going and everything, man. So it was awesome, man. So that was dope, just to be up early this morning drinking coffee with the crew. So props to them for just keeping it going.
Bro, your text after the first quarter, Nick said I'm going back to bed. Man, what spins up? So I'm going back to bed.
All right, we gonna
get out of here. We'll be back this upcoming week, previewing the Seahawks game within the next couple of days. We're gonna have the raffle off 2 tickets to the Seahawks games. Truly appreciate y'all. If you are not a part of the Patreon yet, and if you want to be a Patreon, even $1 a month, £1 a month, a euro a month, doesn't matter. Please do so. We're trying to make it to an experience where you won't regret it, man. Like, I don't think anyone who I've interacted with who's part of our Patreon community, part of our Discord, regrets becoming a member. So think about it. If you can do it, please do. We'll be back next week. Don't take this shit too seriously. It's just football. Because I know swing tour is a hot fucking mess right now, bro.
Who is that?
You know, I didn't ask this. I know it's at the very end, but I need to ask this before we go. Is Andy Dalton quarterback one going forward?
Like for the rest of the season?
Yeah. Yes, nigga, for the rest of the season.
I'm going to say no.
Don't say no.
No, I think if James gets, I don't know his health situation, but if James gets healthy, I think he comes back.
Okay. All right. We shall see. You quote tweeted my fucking tweet and had my mentions fucking.
Bro, so many people thought I was serious under my mentions too, bro.
Bro, someone got so mad at me, was like, blah, 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 like, all these crackers just won't, like, what are you talking about? Like, look at the fucking Twitter profile picture. Anyway, we're gonna close at that on that note. We'll be back in the next couple of days for the preview pod for the Seahawks game. Thank y'all for y'all support. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.